我哋今日我哋继续嘅崇拜，我哋读嘅经文系喺以弗所书嘅第六章。
Today's responsive reading is taken from the book of Ephesians.
嗱，第六章第一到第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 9.
系，我哋一齐嚟先用广东话嚟读，然后跟住用英文嚟读。
We'll read it responsively in Cantonese and then in English.
以弗所书第六章。第一节，一齐嚟读。你们作儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，子你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带着应许的命令。你们作父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。你们作仆人的，要恐惧尊敬，要用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。不要只在眼前服侍，也有人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。因为晓得各人所行的善事，不论住为奴的，住自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。你们作主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位在上，他定不偏待人。
Ephesians 6:1-9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bondservant, obey your earthly master with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ. Not by the way of eye service or people pleaser, but as bondservant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, this is his will received back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free. Master, do the same to them and stop befriending. Knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him.
现在祝福读的和听他话语的人，
May God bless the reading of His Word.
而家细路哥可以静静地嘅落去下边儿童崇拜。
The children may now be dismissed for children worship.
啊，程长乐牧师今日传讲嘅信息系主人仆人与父母儿女。
Pastor Wilson will deliver today's message entitled "Master Slave and Parent Child."
The Apostle Paul explains in this letter to Christians at Ephesus, what it means to be a Christian.
咁喺以弗所书里边，保罗想向啲信徒解释咩叫做一个嘅基督徒。
And many of you are familiar with this letter because Pastor Thomas went through expositionally the letter to the Ephesians.
咁冇几耐之前咧，啊，麦牧师亦都系详细讲过呢个嘅以弗所书。
And so you're familiar that in chapters 1 through 3, Paul is heavy on doctrine, on theology.
咁喺第一到第三章里边咧，啊，佢好重嘅讲呢个嘅神学嘅理论。
And he tells us there that Jesus is the Christ of the living God.
佢话过呢个就系耶稣，就系呢个啊活生嘅主嘅基督。
He informs us there very eloquently about God's grace and the cross of Jesus Christ.
他讲到很清楚，讲到神的恩典。
And Paul goes on and he teaches about redemption, about union with Christ.
也跟着讲到这个的救赎和与基督的一切。
I guess if you had to put everything in chapters 1 to 3 in a nutshell, Jesus is the God-man. He is the Lord of every area of your life.
很简单一句说就是说耶稣基督就是这个人子是主宰一切。
Now, in chapters 4 through 6, the latter part of the letter, he shifts. He gives a sudden shift towards some practical things that we need.
接着到第四到第六节的时候，他就转了，他讲一些很实际，生活上可以所能够应用的事。
Now you and I have to keep in mind, he's not changing the subject that he covered in chapters 1 through 3.
他不是说将他的话题去转了。
He's just showing us practically what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be the church.
他很实际地告诉我们,怎样去做一个基督徒,怎样去做这个教会。
You see, according to the scriptures, to be a Christian is to be theologically driven.
做一个基督徒的时候,就是说你要在一个有神学的理论的驱使之下。
That means you need to know God. You need to know about theology. You need to know about doctrine. You need to know about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你要认识神，你要熟悉祂的神学的理论，亦都清楚知道圣父、圣子、圣灵这个道理。
Christians ought to ponder things about the cross of Christ and the atonement and God's grace and God's redemption.
咁会讲到呢个耶稣基督嘅十字架，讲到佢嘅救赎。
You ask why?
咁你会问点解啊？
Because all those things affect the way you live.
因为这些东西都会影响到你怎样去过你的生活。
And today we come to two areas that I'd like to touch on.
我今天会讲两样东西。
And that's what Paul does. Work and family.
我会讲到这个工作，会讲到这个家庭。
So, again, this is only a sermon, so I can only give you the big picture. I can't really go into details here. But what's the impact of knowing God in your work world, first, and in your family life, second?
我们会讲到这个认识基督对你的工作、对你的家庭会有什么影响呢?
Now, in all fairness, it's hard when Paul uses the terms master-slave relationships, it's hard for us to understand and to grasp because that's not in our day and age, right?
当他讲到这个主仆的关系的时候，可能今天我们有些人不会明白。
So I think it's important then for us in our modern context to think about this. Work and unfair work. Work and unfair work.
将个话题集中讲到工作，亦都喺工作上边一啲嘅唔平等。
And Paul's talking about that. He's putting the subject in the context of an umbrella, the Christian household.
咁佢将呢个基督徒嘅家庭作为咧佢要讲嘅大前提。
That means he's touching on relationships between husbands and wives, parents and children, slaves and masters.
咁我会讲到就话一个嘅夫妻、父子、同埋呢个工作上边嘅关系。
See, back then in Paul's day, way back then, right? All of these people that we've just mentioned are considered in the family unit.
因为喺保罗嘅时代，呢一切都系以家庭作为一个嘅单位。
Or to put it another way, the family was responsible for these relationships.
或者换句话讲，就话家庭会为到呢一切唔同嘅事系负责任。
Now slaves were not family in terms of equal rights back then.
咁当时当然奴隶唔会话一个嘅平等嘅权利。
But neither were they simply employees or property.
咁但系佢另一方面，佢唔系净系一个嘅雇员咁简单。
Paul's saying they were considered part of the family unit.
佢唔单止系雇员，唔单止系家庭上面嘅财产，亦都可能系当为系家庭里边嘅一部分。
And as members of the family unit, the slaves' lives were obligated to serve the master's concerns.
咁佢为到呢个主人有啲咩嘅担忧，佢哋去服侍佢。
Now, again, it's hard for us in the 21st century to understand because we don't have those categories today. You know, we don't that we can't capture that ancient worldview that they had back then.
我哋今日可能未必会明白喺古代里边佢哋嘅世界观系点样样。
Slide two, thank you. Paul here uses the complexities of household obligations to press home a point for us. These important spiritual priorities are for all of us. What he's going to unfold before us.
咁佢讲到就话喺啲喺属灵上边，我哋要做嘅事，佢将一样嘢一样又一样去讲出嚟。而中间所讲到嘅就喺家庭里边一个伦理嘅关系。
Again, it's not easy for us today to relate to this ancient master-slave relationship.
或者我今日未必明白喺古代喺中亚洲呢个嘅主仆嘅关系。
But that doesn't mean the important spiritual priorities in relationships won't help us today.
咁但唔係話呢一啲嘅關係對我哋今日係冇呢個一啲嘢可以令我哋學到。
See, what Paul was imploring the master-slave relationship was very radical in his day.
咁佢呢度所講到主仆嘅關係嘅時候，喺當時嚟講係一個好極端嘅一個睇法。
Because a master bore spiritual as well as physical responsibilities for a slave.
因為個主人會為到個仆人嘅屬靈嘅關係，佢其他生活上邊嘅嘢去負責任。
In Paul's time, a slave assumed the religious obligations of a master.
咁而另一方面，個仆人要為呢個主人去承擔佢應該有嘅責任。
And it's applied in a Christian household, this unit.
咁而成個體系就係一個家庭嘅單位。
So when a master became a Christian,
當個主人變成咗一個基督徒嘅時候，
we're told in parts of the Bible that he or she baptized everyone in the household.
咁會將佢全家嘅人都會去洗禮。
So everyone who was mentioned in this family unit baptized.
咁所以喺呢個家庭單位裏面嘅每一個人都會去受洗。
And it followed the Old Testament patterns of slaves receiving the sign of circumcision when the head of the household entered a covenant with God.
咁正如喺舊約嘅時候，當個主人行割禮嘅時候，全家都會一樣去行割禮。
Now certainly, as we look at this, we understand that, you know, when somebody has total control over another person's existence, that can be easily abused.
咁但你要明白就話，如果當一個人對另一個人有完全嘅控制嘅時候，佢都可能將呢個人咧係示意，對點樣做都可以。
And that's why Paul's addressing this to those people back then. He's saying, we ought to regulate. We ought to look at God's principles. What to do in this master-slave relationship along with these other household relationships like parent-child and husband-wife.
咁所以佢就話啦，對於一個喺一個家庭嘅單位裏面睇到一個主仆父子嘅關係嘅時候，點樣樣去引用到一個基督徒嘅原則呢？
And that's what he spells out in our text. He tells slaves to be witnesses for the gospel. How? By working diligently, working well.
咁佢話一個嘅奴仆點樣樣可以去行使到一個基督徒嘅樣式呢？點樣去見證神呢？就話可以呢，就好勤力咁樣工作。
You know, maybe Noel, maybe if you could go back to verses 5 to 8 so you could see it in the text. Again, this is the word of God. This is what God is spelling out here. He's saying you got to work well, slaves, even though you're in an unfair work situation.
佢話就算喺你眼前一切嘅嘢都好似唔公平嘅時候，佢話你都要盡力咁樣去做。
See what it says in verse, sorry, go back to verse 5. Thanks. Slaves, obey your earthly master with fear and trembling, with a, what, sincere heart, as you would Christ. Verse 6. Thanks. Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of whom? Christ.
咁喺第五、第六節，佢話：你們作奴仆的，要懼怕見驚，以誠實的心聽從你肉身的主人，好像聽從基督一樣，不要在眼前侍奉，像是土人喜歡的，要像基督的仆人，從心裡遵行神的旨意。
Continuing verse 6, doing the will of God from, again, the heart, core of your being. Rendering service with a good will as to whom? The Lord. You're working for the Lord. And not to man. Verse 8. knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
所以在第六、第七節他強調說，他說要侍奉不是好像像討人歡喜的，而是要像基督的仆人從心裡遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉好像侍奉主。 不像服侍人，因为晓得各人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
And in all fairness, verse 9, he says he tells the master to treat their slaves well. Right? Verse 9, masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in where? Heaven. That's God, right? And that there is no partiality with him.
咁而喺第九節裏面，佢對主人都一樣嘅提醒。佢話：你們作主人的代仆人也是一理，不要威嚇他們，因為知道他們和你們同有一位主在天上，他並不偏在人。
I know, because I'm a 21st century person too, right? We kind of feel uncomfortable still. We want Paul to say, outlaw slavery, right?
咁我作為一個21世紀嘅人，我或者都會想同叫阿保羅話：點解你唔將呢個奴隸制去廢除咗佢咧？
But again, you gotta go back to his time. You gotta go back to his context, to his surroundings, to his era.
咁但係你要諗下，就話你要翻翻去古代，諗翻到去當時嘅情況。
So Paul, he can't really picture a world without slavery because that's how it was back then.
問題就話當時奴隸制係咁盛行嘅時候，當佢講個社會，佢一定會講到奴隸制呢一樣嘢。
It's kind of like us.
好似我哋今日咁。
In modern day America,
係今日美國。
Can you imagine a world without electricity?
你同樣即係話，好似今日我哋世界裏邊，可唔可能冇電呢？
You know, every day you're dependent upon electricity. You turn on the TV, you need electricity. You turn on the computer, you need electricity, right?
喺我今日嘅生活裏面，你開電視、開電腦，全部都要靠電去發電。
We think it's impossible to live without electricity.
喺我今日嘅生活裏面，冇電係一個完全冇可能嘅事。
And we have a historian here, a teacher of history right here. You know, he will tell you, in the scope of human history, right? In the scope of human history, for the most part of human history, electricity was unknown. It's unknown, it's not discovered yet.
有很多在历史上的东西今天我们都不知道。
And so in the same way, Paul's world worked, there was slavery there. It's a vital place in a household. In most households, that was how it was.
咁而喺當時保羅嘅世界裏邊，差唔多每一個家庭都會有奴隸。
And then the treatment of these slaves, of course, varied from country to country, owner to owner. Some were good, some were not good.
咁當然有啲係好，有啲係冇咁好。
Some abused people, and some treated people with dignity.
有啲可能會好尊重佢嘅奴隸，但係有啲亦都會去好肆意嘅虐待佢哋。
But that's how it was back then, and that's why Paul's addressing it in this way.
所以保罗去用呢一个方法去讨论到呢件事。
Now, what about us?
咁我哋呢?
What are the principles based on this cloudy worldview of master-slave? How do we understand work and unfair work?
咁如果用翻呢個保羅所講到呢個主仆呢個關係嘅時候，點樣去引用到今日我哋嘅生活，尤其喺我哋工作上邊遇到唔公平嘅地方咧
？Because again, we're called to work, right? We are called to work.
因為神呼召我哋，我哋要去勞碌工作。
So two principles are obedience.
第一就話要去甘心侍奉。
And the second is fair treatment. Obedience, work diligently, fair treatment.
第一個就話要去甘心侍奉，去努力嘅侍奉，另一方面就話不偏待人。
Of course, employment can't compare to slavery. Maybe some of you might think it does compare to slavery, but it does not, right?
當然我今日翻工，同呢個以前做奴隸差好遠。
But I think you get Paul's point. An employee has the obligation to demonstrate at the workplace to their boss Jesus Christ's integrity, Jesus Christ's willingness to serve.
咁但係作為一個嘅僱員，我哋可以喺工作嘅地方去引動到呢個基督徒嘅原則，就係話我有冇呢個嘅誠實咧？啊，我有冇做到我能夠所做嘅咧？
And at the same time, an employer has the obligation to demonstrate Jesus Christ in the workplace to their employees with Jesus' justice and mercy.
咁另一方面，作為一個僱主，我哋可以引用到基督徒嘅基督一個嘅樣式，就話我哋對我哋嘅僱員係有呢個憐憫，亦都係有公義。
Each party in the relationship, boss, workers, they had the obligation to show Christ in the workplace.
僱主或者僱員喺工作嘅地方都有呢個嘅責任，呢個義務，將基督去行出嚟。
This is radical in Paul's day. This is radical gospel priorities that he's teaching here.
呢個係當時嚟講一個好極端嘅一個嘅睇法。
Paul commands masters to exercise their authority in such a way that ensures Christ-like treatment to others.
所以好使到每一個人對待每一個人都有呢個基督嘅樣式喺度。
And this would have upended the worldview of that day. You know that practice that all these homes had these slaves. This would have changed things. Would have started a change.
咁你諗下，如果每一個家庭都咁樣做嘅時候，就會造成好多嘅改變。
And the apostle charges the masters. He says, "Make no threats." That's what his exact words, right? Make no threats to them.
所以要佢哋去咁樣做。
Right? So it's not right if your boss says if you don't do this, you're fired. That's a threat.
咁如果你去威脅佢哋嘅時候，就唔啱啦。
He bolsters his instruction and he reminds that the slave and the owner, they have the same master, God, who's in heaven. That's what he says.
因为无论雇主或者雇员都好，佢同样一个嘅雇主就系主。
And with this inspired wisdom, Paul is imploring, he's enabling the gospel to progress in a society that had slavery.
咁佢點樣令到個社會能夠有進步呢？就係咁樣樣啦。
And he was planting the seeds for the destruction of slavery, which happened many centuries later by Christians. William Wilberforce, Abraham Lincoln, they were Christians. They abolished slavery.
咁佢其實好似保羅所做嘅嘢，就好似喺度殺種一樣。隔咗好多世紀之後，有基督徒嘅總統林肯，佢就廢除咗奴隸制。
I hope you see the application for us. It's not difficult to see, right?
我哋呢樣嘢，我哋唔難可以見到。
Whether you're on the side of the worker or the side of the boss, slave or master, you're obligated to demonstrate Jesus to others.
無論係僱主同埋僱員都有呢個責任，將基督喺呢個工作嘅地方行出嚟。
And this is the hard part.
最難嘅係
even
就算
when there's inequality. And you and I know there's a lot of inequality in the workplace.
就算喺工作嘅地方有好多唔平等嘅時候，我都要咁樣做。
Slide 4, Lord, thank you. How much more should we today, Christians, be willing to represent Jesus in the work context? We're not in a master-slave relationship. We're only employer-employee.
咁但係我哋究竟點樣做呢？就係當時當你只係一個僱主僱員嘅關係嘅時候，你可以做到啲咩嘢呢？
See, if your employer is unfair,
如果你個僱主唔公平嘅時候，
that's no excuse for the Christian to not work with diligence and integrity.
咁個僱員係咪有呢就唔需要好勤力咁做嘢呢？
And the reason, as Paul implores us to consider, is because our boss is in heaven, God.
咁但係最緊諗下就係我最終嘅僱主就係我哋嘅神。
So we reflect Christ-likeness in a society which is full of injustice, full of unfairness.
我哋嘅主係你個嘅主嘅時候，我哋僱主係我哋主嘅時候， 喺呢個世界上面有咁多唔公平嘅時候，
you're most likely you're underpaid. Most likely you are.
咁好多時我哋可能所就嘅人工係比我哋所付出嘅係少好多。
That's unfair.
咁係唔公平嘅。
But that doesn't give you an excuse not to work diligently and with integrity in the workplace as a Christian, because you work for the Lord.
但咁樣唔可以俾到一個藉口話，既然我收人工咁少嘅時候，我就好懶散。
And by the way, children, if you're listening, this applies to you too. Your work right now is school. That means you have to be diligent. You work for the Lord.
咁對於小朋友嚟講都一樣，你嘅僱主係神，咁所以唔俾，所以你冇呢個嘅責任，唔努力咁樣做好你學校嘅嘢。
So we're called to carry out our jobs with gospel integrity.
咁所以我哋要喺我工作上面嘅時候有呢個基督徒，一個福音上面嘅誠實。
Now suppose you're the supervisor, suppose you're the boss.
假設你就係個僱主，你係個經理嘅時候。
And you have a different perspective, right? Most likely you think, these people aren't doing the job. These employees are slacking. They're not doing the job.
咁你見到啲僱員好懶散嘅時候，
then you need to show Jesus justice. Yeah, they have to do the job. Justice with mercy.
咁另一方面你見到嘅時候，你要有你嘅公義、公平，亦都要有你嘅憐憫。
You're obligated to pay a fair wage. To pay your worker a fair wage. You're obligated.
工人应该得到他们应该得到的工价。
Because a Christ-like boss is firm but fair.
因为这个有基督在心里面的雇主是应该是公平的。
He or she shows God's grace in the workplace.
在工作的地方将主的恩典去显示出来。
Yes, at work, like in any aspect of life, things have to get done, right?
在上班的地方的时候，要做完的事，是要做完它。
But a godly employer doesn't seek to get even. You know, he sees work not being accomplished. He doesn't then take revenge, or she doesn't take revenge against the employee.
但一个基督徒的雇主不会因为说个雇员做不完的事情的时候，会趁机找这个机会来报复。
He or she should not display uncertainty in the workplace, not to know our expectations, not to know what the expectations are.
但亦都不应该说他不知道有什么期望，有什么标准。
They need to be clear. This is what needs to be done. They need to be fair. They need to show mercy.
他要清楚知道要做啲咩嘢，亦都要好公平嘅，亦都要去将怜悯去表示出嚟。
Maybe you're in a position where you're in charge, and you're faced with difficult economic and employment decisions. Decisions have to be made, right?
咁就话，如果譬如你一个雇主嘅时候，今日个公司出现呢个财政上面嘅困难嘅时候，
but they have to be made in light of who is the ultimate boss, God.
咁就要知道就话最终边一个只系最终嘅主。
And that means you can't mislead people.
你唔好去教错人。
You have to be truthful.
你要去真实。
You have to work and show integrity as a boss.
你要俾人去睇到你嘅诚实。
And you have to be charitable.
亦都系你要有怜悯。
Because we are called to be Christ-like at the workplace.
因为喺翻工嘅地方，我哋应该有基督徒嘅样式。
Now, with that being said, why are these spiritual priorities of obedience on the one hand and fairness on the other so important?
点解呢个嘅甘心同埋不偏待人系咁紧要呢？
And that would be slide 5. Because the Bible clearly states, places like Psalm 145, it's ultimately God who takes care of us.
因为在诗篇第45篇里面话到俾我听，最终系神去照顾人。
But let me ask you this, with that truth being known, how does God take care of us?
咁神点样样去照顾我哋呢？
Psalm 145 says God feeds all his creatures.
他說他去餵養他每一個的子民。
But let me ask you, yesterday or this morning, how did your breakfast get on the table? Did God just zap his fingers and whatever it is, shifan or whatever you're eating, you know, yosun or whatever, what do you have for breakfast? Oatmeal. Whatever it was, did it just happen?
神是不是打下手指,立刻你想要的食物会出来呢?
How did God feed you?
神怎样将食物去喂养你呢?
Did you do it directly? Did it just appear on the table?
是不是每天某一个时候,立刻在你的餐桌上出现呢?
No, right? Obviously, work. Mom and Dad, somebody had to work to get it on the table. And not only mom and dad, you needed truckers, gas attendants, grocery store managers, grocery store clerks, farmers, you name the list, on and on and on. Diligent workers God used to put the food on the table.
你很清楚知道令你可以有三餐温饱的时候需要你的父母很勤力的工作就算是这个士多就算是这个超市场就算是这个货车的工人每个人都要勤力地工作而可以保证我们食物的供应是连绵不绝。
Yes, God ultimately provides, but through good, diligent people who work hard to get things done.
神为我们去供应，但需要一连串好勤力的工人去将这些食物去带到俾我哋。
The biblical principle is this: ordinary people are doing God's work because it is God's work to feed you.
因为是神的工作去供应你的时候，所以他的子民要去很勤力去完成主交给他手上的事工。
What makes a city secure?
怎么令到一个城市可以安全呢?
Good laws.
有法律。
Good laws come through good legislators.
好的法律从好的立法的人而来。
Good laws are upheld by good judges and lawyers.
好的法律也需要这个好的律师、好的法官去维持。
Security is upheld by good law enforcement, police, military.
安全也需要好的警察、好的军队去维持。
Good governance is essential. And how does that happen? From magistrates, from managers, from rulers.
好的政府也有好的政府的執行的人。
God takes care of us through the work of others.
神照顾我们，也要靠很多人去做完这件事。
And that means all work is God's way of meeting your needs.
所以其实所有的工作，人力都用来去达到每一个人的需要。
And God is giving you life through the work of others.
神是透过其他人给到你有生命。
Did you know, in God's eyes, God's perspective, a homemaker is just as important as a foreign missionary, just as important.
在神的眼目的前面，就算一个在家庭主妇，都是同样那么重要。
Doing the work of a nurse, a lawyer, an engineer, a factory worker is just as important as a minister. Just as important.
无论是一个牧师，或者甚至是一个宣教士，或者一个工程师，一个护士，他们每一样嘢所做嘅都系好重要。
Because the biblical principle is this: God has given us our work. He's called us to our work.
神呼召我哋，将呢个工作交俾我哋。
And each person,
每一个人,
then has a part in building, glorifying God with their God-given tasks of work.
咁每一个人就当佢做完咗佢要做嘅工作嘅时候，就系一个荣耀神嘅方法。
Do you see the principle?
你睇唔睇到原则喺边度咧？
Paul is conveying here concerning our work world.
我哋讲到我哋工作上边嘅世界。
Again, it's simple. Work the best you can because you work ultimately for the living God.
我哋尽力尽量嘅做好我哋嘅工作，因为我哋做嘅时候为到永生嘅神而做。
That means even as a volunteer.
就算你做志做义工。
At church.
就算喺教会里边。
A volunteer, you must do your best, work with your whole heart, put your whole heart into it.
或者去全心全意嘅做好，甚至系教会里边嘅工作。
Because God is displeased with slothfulness, displeased with it.
因为当啲人去做得唔好嘅时候，神会唔喜悦。
Not caring about your work, or that's dishonoring God. That's not displaying love for others.
当你唔做好你嘅工作嘅时候，你亦都系其实系令到神系唔高兴，亦都对佢真系冇爱。
You just read God is saying Paul through the Apostle Paul, you must work with all your heart. It says.
佢话你要尽力尽量嘅做好你要做嘅事。
Did you know?When you clean your house,
当你在家就
you clean your apartment, you're reflecting God. Because God brings order out of chaos.
就算你在家去做清洁的时候，你都要做到最好，因为神是将这个秩序带来这个世界。
And that's just a small illustration to show you all work, what all work does. There's no menial work.
我们做每一样东西，不是说随随便便，没有意思地去做。
There are no small, unimportant people in the world.
世界上面冇一个人系最细。
There are no little bits and pieces of unimportant work.
冇一样嘅工作系最细。
All work is call, a calling from God.
每一样嘅工作都系神呼召我哋去做。
Because all work is actually God's work.
因为每一个工作都系神嘅工作。
It's meeting the needs of living.Of life.
是达到每一个有生命的人的需要。
Now, all expressions of authority that Paul's been explaining here in Ephesians 4 through 6, he's been explaining husband and wives, spousal authority, he's been explaining parental authority, and we'll get to that in a moment. He's been explaining the master's authority, they're to reflect the character of God.
咁其實呢啲無論係僱主僱員或者係父母子女每一個嘅關係，其實都每一樣嘢都係反映出神出嚟。
And that should humble us.
係讓我哋要學得去謙卑。
Whether it be in the home or the workplace, because that means you need God to accomplish this.
因為我需要神去幫助我哋去達成呢一切嘅事。
You need a greater dependence on Him to really work with your whole heart.
你需要佢去帮助你去做得好。
You need a greater appreciation of His love for you to work hard.
你都要去对神要有呢个嘅去有感谢嘅心，呢一切系做得好。
Because you're called, whether it be a parent, a worker, or a husband or a wife, you're called to exercise your authority for the good.Of others.
因为我们需要神去帮助我们要能够做好我们的本分对其他人有益处。
So even in your work, there's a noble purpose for you to draw near to God.
所以令到我们上班的时候有一个更加好的原一个更加高贵的原因去做好我们要做的事。
Now with that being said, how does this all relate to the family?
那这些跟家庭又有什么关系呢？
Now, if you could hit slide 7. We just said earlier, Jesus is Lord over every area of life, right?
我刚刚讲到说，神在每一件事上面都是作主。
And so just like masters and slaves, parents and children are to reflect Christ's likeness to one another.
咁所以父母同埋子女都要对对方表示出一个基督徒嘅样式。
And Paul insists,On the mutual responsibility here, as he spells it out for us in Ephesians chapter 6.
咁喺第六章里边，将到两者之间嘅关系去表现出嚟。
If you're a parent, you must behave appropriately according towards your children.
咁作为父母嘅时候，你对你嘅儿女又应该一定做嘅一个做出行出某一个样式出嚟。
Right, parents aren't to be harsh or provoking to children, so that children become bitter. or want to rebel and run away.
父母不可以太过的严厉，去令到惹儿女的气，令到他们会离家出走。
And not only does Paul address here parents, he addresses children as well. He says, children, you need to be obedient to your parents.
作为儿女的，你要听从父母的说话。
And all this is done in the context of ancient times, where back then, it's a traditional culture, literally, fathers owned their children back then.
咁你諗佢點解會講呢樣嘢呢？因為喺古代嘅社會裏面，作呢個父親嘅係基本上邊兒女好似係佢嘅財產，係佢擁有嘅嘢嘅一部分。
Back in the first century, they were the children were the property of the father.
兒女一個係父親嘅財產一部分。
And so it didn't even matter if the father killed the children.
就算個父親要殺咗個兒女都好。
And therefore, and even in the old household codes of the pagans, they would say, father, take charge, show them who's boss, take over, be a disciplinarian, let them know who's boss.
咁对于当时嗰啲非基督徒嘅家庭里边，佢会同个父亲讲，你要点样对待你嘅儿女，等你儿女知道喺个家庭里边边一个字系话事嘅。
And that's why Paul's first words to parents is what? What does he say?
所以他第一句他说什么呢?
Don't exasperate your children.
所以他说不要去惹你儿女的气。
Exasperate means don't infuriate your children.
不要去干涉他们那么多。
And this was such a radical thing.
那在当时来说,
in Paul's day, that it just over, it just was shocking.
在当时来说是一个很极端、很震惊的一个讲法。
It was a totally different approach to the children parenting.
对于要做父母的是一个完全全新的一个看法。
He's saying, don't make your children perpetually angry.
不要令到他们那么生气。
So what does that mean?
那什么叫做这解什么呢?
Well, one commentator of this part of the Bible in Ephesians translates this, the word exasperate, infuriate. And he says this, don't infuriate your children. That means excessively severe discipline or unreasonably harsh demands, abuse of authority, arbitrariness, unfairness, constant nagging, condemnation, subjecting a child to humiliation, and all forms of gross insensitivity to the child's needs and sensibilities.
咁佢话你唔可以对你嘅儿女太过分嘅严厉，亦都唔好成日要去讹佢哋，亦都要唔公平咁对待佢哋。
But as many of you are parents, you certainly know there's another way that you make your child angry.
咁作为父母嘅，你知道亦都有另一样嘢可以令到你嘅儿女好唔高兴。
And this is just as important. Under discipline.
或者另一样就话你唔去管教你嘅儿女。
When you under, that means don't discipline or discipline not as much as you should. That will also perpetually make your children angry.
咁当你唔系管教你嘅儿女，或者你管教得唔够嘅时候，其实亦都可以会系一个惹儿女嘅气。
That means we parents have to be consistent with our children.
即是作为父母的，我对于儿女要好恒久、好持续的管教。
That means they have to be, everything has to be clear, understood. Here are the rules, the household rules. They have to abide by them. You have to be consistent to consistently teach them.
咁你好清楚俾佢知道究竟个家庭里边嘅规矩系点样样，令佢哋去明白。
And as a parent, we kind of cringe sometimes. We're kind of afraid of disapproval. You know, we don't want our children to disapprove of us. And we give in sometimes, but you have to guard against that. You have to be consistent.
咁好多时候，可能有好多父母都好惊啊，啲细路仔唔中意我哋嘅时候，咁咧冇去真系执行呢个嘅discipline.
I don't know if it probably is true that as you get older, you know, I know with our third child, maybe our discipline was a little bit lax.
咁好似可能或者去到後啲嗰幾個細路哥嘅時候咧，就會鬆啲啦。
But again, that's not right. You have to be consistent throughout. And I don't know if it's because we got older and we got worn out. You know, this is the third child. And, you know, I've been through the wars twice already. And you know, it's like, another one.
咁但好多時候，或者可能我哋年紀大咗，或者係經歷咗兩個細路嘅時候，去到第三個，咁可能咧，喺管教上邊咧，就冇咁緊要，就冇咗呢個嘅持續性喺度。
But you know what helped me to perk me up?
但有咩嘢可以幫助我提我嘅咧？
I remember seeing spoiled childs. Ever see a spoiled child?
你有冇見過一個縱壞咗嘅細路哥咧？
How they behave in public, it is dangerous.
你當你見到一個縱壞咗嘅細路哥喺一個公眾嘅地方嘅時候，
They're always angry.
They want their
way.
Always angry. It is
sad. Dangerous. Because they feel they're entitled to get what they want. Because they always get what they want. And you don't have to be a child psychologist to know that if you get all the entitlement, when you become an adult, wow, you'll be shocked because you won't get that entitlement in the world.
因為最大的問題，你唔需要係作為一個嘅心理學家，你知道當一個細路哥慣咗，成日覺得咩嘢我都係理所當然有嘅時候，當佢出到嚟嗰個社會，佢就會發現一樣嘢，就係世界上面嘅人唔會咩嘢都俾你。
Over-discipline, under-discipline. If you do that, you make your child perpetually angry.
你管教得太過嚴或者太過鬆，都會係惹到兒女嘅氣。
So Paul implores you, as a parent, bring your children up in the training and instruction, he says, of the Lord God.
所以他提醒他們，他說你只要照著主的教訓和警戒，養育他們。
Again, you got to put it in the context of his culture. It's really remarkable. It's really a complete departure of what was done back then.
他要想起就在当时的社会来讲，是一个很震惊的一件事。
Right, we've already mentioned it. Back then, ancient culture, you got to shape them up. That's what parenting was. You got to make them do what you wanted them to do, right? Discipline was the key. That's what they thought back then.
在当时的社会里面，那个爸爸说一的时候，那些小哥不可以说二，那个儿女要完全听从这个父母。
And you know, in many ways, us modern folk go to the opposite extreme, which is also bad, right? We say the purpose of family is just to nurture, right?
在今天这个现代的世界，即是说去抚育他，亦都是不对。
And that's what you see in the schools now. It's all about nurture. It's not imposing your views on your children.
在今天的世界，今天的社会里面，你只是说去保育他，而不将一个观点去带给他。
Again, it's important to understand this because you know what's going on in the schoolhouse. Let them grow up, says the society. Let them grow up and be whoever they decide they want to be.
这个世界今天告诉我，由得他自由发展吧。
You just nurture them. You just love them. That's it.
只是去爱他们，去溺爱他们。
Slide 9. Discipline's important. Love's important.
管教是有需要，爱亦都好重要。
So what is the purpose then? What's Paul after here? What's the purpose of discipline? What's the purpose of love according to the text?
爱同埋管教有啲咩嘅目的咧？
It's to teach them, and I'll show you in a moment. As Noah, if you could just go back to verses 1 and 4, he's saying, show them what's right. What's right before the Lord's eyes? Show them that.
他说要去做给他们去看。See
that in verses 1 and 4? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, and this is for this is what? Right. Show them what's right.
他说这件事是理所当然的。
And verse 4?
第四节。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in what? In the discipline and instruction of what? Of the Lord.
在第四节他强调就说，照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
That means our job as parents is to get them to grow up, be mature Christians, send them off to start other families.
我们去养育他，亦都去有一日，亦都去自己去开始一个新的家庭。
Or to put it another way, to mature them. Mature them in a life of faith.
帮助他们成长成熟。
Make them self-sufficient, godly people, so that they could be on their own.
令到他是可以真是作为一个神的子民，是可以靠自己去生活。
And again, Paul ties us in with work so they could be good workers for the Lord.
他跟着说到就说，好使他们出去社会上面的时候，可以是一个好的工人。
And he says that doesn't happen if you're just too firm or if you're too loving. It doesn't happen that way, but teach them what's right. Teach them God's ways, what's right.
太严太松不对，唯有就说要照着主的教训和警戒去养育他们。
Because righteousness reflects the character of God.
因为这个公义能够将神的性位格去表现出来。
My time's up. Let me just try to hit a few things a little bit more on some illustrations and general management, because again, it's hard to run a household, right? It's hard to manage your family.
很难去管理一个嘅家庭。
Because there are daily responsibilities, right?
因为每一日你都有唔同嘅责任。
And the home is where a lot of that takes place, and it's very difficult, right? You parents know that.
咁喺家庭里边，每一日都有唔同嘅事发生。
And so there's a time, a place to manage things, right? So things go smoother.
咁所以我哋需要去管理个家庭，令到家庭可以去和顺。
And that safeguards our children, right? When things go smoothly.
当一切好和乐嘅时候，个儿女亦都可以喺一个好嘅环境里边去成长。
And what I mean by management is there's a time and place where you just gotta say, go get in the car, right? Get in the car now, right? There's a time and place for that. There's a time and place, sit quietly in church. You know, there's a time and place for that. Do your homework now. Go to bed. That's management, right?
当你每一日将你唔同嘅时间去做唔同嘅事，都系分配好嘅时候，系一个管理家庭嘅方法。
But don't confuse that. That's necessary. Management rules to make things run smooth with true Christian righteousness.
咁但系做呢一切嘅时候，有真正基督徒嘅公义喺里边。
Because you know what management rules do, and they're necessary. They only control outward behavior.
因为这个一个管理嘅人，好多时候只系管理，就系外表上边嘅行为。
They don't get to the heart.
佢哋去唔到个心里边。
They don't get into nurture.
佢哋唔晓得点去养育佢哋。
Now don't get me wrong. Every parent has to manage. You have to manage your child's behavior. That has to be done.
我哋去管理一个儿女嘅行为。
But many times, children need hope. They need hope. They need something to cling on to.
他需要这个盼望，需要有些东西他们要抓得紧。
They need to know there's a God that loves them, despite all turmoil around them.
纵使无论在身边有什么事发生的时候，这些小孩子需要知道，有一个主是爱他们。
They need to know that. God provides for every need they have. They need to know that.
他都需要知道，最终有一个主为他们供应一切。
Let me just close one illustration.
我讲一个嘅故事你听。
You don't have to be a parent long to know children provoke one another.
你唔需要做咗父母好耐，知道多时候细路仔同细路之间有好多嘅争拗。
I see that around here.
Children
provoke each other. It's like a war zone, right? You guys know that, right? It's a war zone.
就好似战场咁。
It's a fact, right? It's a fact. The Bible instructs us on this.
圣经咁讲。
It says to be kind to one another, right? Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
喺 以弗所书第四章三十二节，他说要以恩慈相待，全怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如基督既如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So on one hand, you have to manage.
有一方面要去管理。
On the other hand, you have to nurture.
要去养育。
So here's a kind of scenario that might help. Again, you're talking to your child because they've been provoking another child. You are being unkind right now to your sister.
咁譬如你見到兩個細路哥喺度嗌交，你同其中一個講話啊，你對你嘅妹妹啊好唔好喎
？Please stop provoking your sister.
你要去唔好再去激嬲你個妹妹啦。
I see that right now you're enjoying that. You're enjoying controlling, hurting your sister.
你好開心，你激嬲你嘅妹妹啊，你激得佢好開心，你激得你自己好開心。
You think your joy is going to come from controlling your sister's emotions by making her angry.
因為你以為就話啊，我可以去控制我妹妹，令到佢好嬲嘅時候，咁我就好開心啦。
Johnny.Jesus Christ was hurt for your sake.
但当你咁做嘅时候，其实耶稣基督系好唔开心。
Jesus Christ was beaten and bruised so that your sin of unkindness can be forgiven.
耶稣基督为到你啊呢一啲对人哋唔好嘅嘢嘅时候，其实佢喺后边承受咗好多嘅。
Johnny, you need to ask the Lord God to help you to learn to love the way He.Loves you.
你要去求神去教你点样样，好似佢爱你一样去爱其他嘅人。
Because Johnny, the Bible tells us Jesus was here on earth. He was mistreated. He was hurt. He was rejected, so that he could show his amazing love to you.
因为耶稣基督喺世界上边嘅时候，去被到人受到人嘅虐待，受到呢个鞭伤，一切好使今日你知道点样做。
The way you're tempting your sister to sin in anger right now is the very sin Jesus died for.
你对你嘅妹妹，你咁样样激嬲佢，你所做错呢一切嘅罪，就系呢啲嘅罪，令到耶稣基督为我哋走上十字架嘅原因。
And right now, Johnny, you're acting like Jesus' love isn't enough for you.
佢要去做有耶稣基督嘅爱。
And by hurting your sister, you're saying that you need more than Jesus' love.
你去伤害你嘅姊妹系。更加需要神的爱是不够的。
To make you happy.
要令到你自己开心。
You are saying by your actions you need to control someone.
因为你的行动去告诉你听你要去控制其他人。
So that you can be happy.
所以令到你自己会开心。
Did you know, Johnny, Jesus was hurt so that you could have joy.
耶稣基督去为你到去受伤，好使你能够得到喜乐。
Johnny, the Bible says the only true happiness is His love for you.
唯一嘅喜乐就系神所俾你嘅爱。
His love that caused Him to hurt.
I'm sorry.
His love that caused Him to hurt.
系你佢对你嘅爱令到佢自己去受伤。
And when Johnny, you see His remarkable love for you, then you.Can love your sister even when you don't feel like it.
咁当你去领会到佢嘅爱嘅时候，就算你唔想，你都会去晓得去爱你嘅姊妹。
Again, I'm out of time, but that's just one small illustration, and my job is to give you the gospel too. And in that illustration was the gospel. I implore you, parents, give your children the gospel. That's what they need.That's what we need. That's what unbelievers need. That's what believers need. We need that to function in a God-glorifying way in this life.
我就要去提醒呢个父母，要将呢个嘅福音去带俾你嘅儿女，正如每一个信徒都需要咁做。
Because the ultimate Son, Jesus, lost the love of the ultimate Father, so that we could have the love from the ultimate Father.
因为耶稣基督去牺牲咗自己嘅爱，好使我能够得到天父嘅爱。
And when we get that deep down in us, we can love our children the way God wants us to love them.
当我们去真的去找的时候,
and when children get that right deep down in them, they can love their parents rightly as Christ commands them.
当儿女去找到他的时候,
O Father, may you bless each family here.
主啊,
and may you bless each worker here.
亦都保守这里每一个工作的人,
we thank you that the scope of your instruction encompasses all of us.
我感谢你所给的一切去帮助我们每一个人,
and so help us, Lord, to know you through your gospel more and more today.
好像我们今天更加去明白你的福音,
so that we can help, whether it be the unfair boss or the slothful worker, we can help them.
无论今天我们见到一个不公平的雇主或者一个懒散的雇员, 都可以帮助他们.
And we can help little Johnny, who is hurting his sister.
亦都可以帮助一个小孩,
thinking that happiness is about controlling her emotions.
他以为就说,
true joy comes from God's love for us.
一个真正的爱是来自神所给我们的,
and displaying that love to others.
亦都将这个爱向其他人去展示.
Help us, Lord God, to know that more and more today.
让我们今天更加明白.
Encourage us with your word and spirit.
用你的话语、你的圣灵帮助我们.
For we ask that for Jesus' sake. Amen.
我奉主耶稣基督的名求。